That was quite a report on health care that hit the news this week. Maybe you saw it. The report by the Commonwealth Fund gathered data on 11 industrialized countries. The United States came in first in cost in health care, but last in quality. In health care, the United Kingdom came in first in quality at about half the cost of the American system. Finding a good meeting place between cost and quality is the focus of much attention in healthcare right now. Jackson County government is taking a new approach, working to open a clinic for county workers. Don Skundrick is one of the three Jackson County commissioners and our guest here on The Exchange. Commissioner, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Would you give us an idea, Commissioner, what the trend is in healthcare costs for the county?
Well, the county about six years ago, decided to go self-insurance, which has really been a great deal for the taxpayers of Jackson County. We've been able to mitigate cost increase relatively well, considering the trend, as you have reported on just a little bit ago. So all together here at the county, it's been pretty good. We have interesting in that we deal with four sets of employees. We have sets of one each for three different unions that we deal with, and then we have the non-represented employees. So in each one, the reason I bring that up is that each one are handled a little bit differently because it's all handled through negotiations with the unions. But the main thing pertaining to this point is one of the big points is we try to keep our health care cost and the burden to the Jackson County taxpayers as low as we possibly can and still provide good coverage for our employees.
So how does the health insurance work? You don't buy it from somebody else. The county acts as its own insurer, so that must require a certain amount of money in the bank, I'm thinking.
It does. It requires a reserve fund, and then we also, at a certain point, a catastrophic range, we are insured if we hit that at that mark. So far, we haven't had to use that, or I think maybe once or twice before I came on board. But nevertheless, it is a good way. It allows us to manage our insurance or manage our plan, I think, a little bit better. But you're right. You do definitely, one definitely has to have a decent reserve fund just in case something catastrophic does happen.
Now, in non-health care matters, the county has been self-insured for decades now, hasn't it, in some areas?
Such as what, Jeffrey?
Well, I mean, recall hearing that there was liability insurance stuff that the county was carrying for itself rather than going to outside carriers. This is from years ago covering the county commissioners.
Well, now that I'm not sure. We still maintain we do have liability insurance on quite a few things. So really, as far and I could be remiss in this because I've never been asked that question before. But to my knowledge, the only place where we're really self-insured right now is on our health insurance plans.
All right, so you can certainly control the level of what is paying in, but it seems like one of the issues would be you can't really control what's paid out in health insurance because you don't set the rates there. You don't.
No, but that's one of the reasons why we're moving towards this clinic.
Right. So, how long ago did the idea for a clinic arise, and were there some samples out there?
Started researching it. Maybe not quite a year ago. There is one other county in Oregon, Deschutes County. In fact, Dave Cantor, who is the city manager for the city of Ashland, when he was up the county administrator for Deschutes, is really the one that kind of started the idea there in Deschutes County. And then up in Yakima in the state of Washington, they've done it. But those are the only two public entities that I'm aware of right now that is doing. Many others are looking at it, but those are the only two that I know that are right now in operation.
So what kinds of services would Jackson County's clinic provide? And this is a happening thing, right? It's already been decided?
Well, yes, it has. It's been passed. We are getting the physical space ready, hoping to be opened up by about the 27th or something of July, towards the end of July. But specific to your question, routine medical care, you know, acute illness, physical exams, preventive screenings, health education, chronic disease management, laboratory, and we can talk a little bit more about the lab side and prescriptions. And this is a case of where an employee can come to the clinic. And this isn't, I mean, for something that is dire, if it's a cancer or something like this issues, that person would be referred to a specialist. This here is for general health. And the whole idea is two-pronged. Number one is to try to create healthier employees. while reducing costs. And one can ask, well, how does one do that? And the premise is that if we can make access to health care as easy and as affordable as possible, we feel like people will use that. So rather than waiting until a cough, for example, moves on to pneumonia or something, and when things get really expensive, this is an opportunity for an employee to come in and check on just general health. And we're also making this service free. Now, when I say free, people right away associate that our employees aren't paying anything for their insurance. That's not true, because we will still maintain our health plan as set up now. And that means that our employees are paying for a portion of their health care premiums on a monthly basis. But the clinic side will be free. And the reason why we're doing that is we think, again, like I said, is that if we can get employees thinking about wellness and doing the things that keeps them well and healthy, that ultimately the cost on the medical side against our insurance should drop, and that's been proven. So that's the whole idea. So it's free, but it's not free, if that makes any sense.
So are there any surcharges on employee health insurance premiums, anything like that?
Well, they, as far as on the general insurance, yes, co-pays and all of those sort of things, costs of prescriptions and et cetera, yes, there are. But the clinic, there will be no charges, be no co-pays. They will still pay for prescriptions, but at a greatly reduced rate. And the reason we're able to do that is the contractor that we're contracting with, MyCare, who has just set this up in several different places, but not here in the Northwest, combines such quantities, for example, prescription drugs, so our employees will be able to access some of those generic drugs at a much lower cost than they are presently now from, say, their normal vendor down the street.
Don Skundrick is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is a Jackson County Commissioner. We're talking about Jackson County opening a clinic for its workers around July 27th or so, we're told now. You can join this discussion on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Commissioner Skundrick, I'm sure that there are some people thinking at this point, well, that's great that the Jackson County workers get this clinic. It is not apparently open to the public. And will there be enough savings, do you think, to make a real difference in the county budget?
Well, we think so. This is all based on performance that we worked out and experience in other areas. And otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this at all. The good thing about this as well, since it is on a contract basis, that if for some reason this shouldn't work out, Jeffrey, I don't believe that's the case, but just in case that should happen, we can terminate this at any time. So the risk to the taxpayer is pretty minimal. We do have a little upfront cost here that we're paying to remodel a portion of our community justice, the old Safeway building out on West Main, and the elections office. So we have a small space there that we're remodeling now, which will actually be the clinic itself. But overall, if we can drive our insurance costs down, and we believe we can, that's a benefit. That's a cost savings, like I say, to the taxpayer.
You mentioned that MyCare is doing this under contract. So will it be local doctors, people that MyCare brings in from outside the area? Who will be the people who staff the clinic?
Well, it will be MyCare will hire, and they're in that process right now. We were actually hoping to get this opened by the 1st of July. MyCare has been down doing some extensive interviews and such, and my understanding is that they've contracted with a doctor here locally, and same way with other health professionals, either nurse practitioners or of that sort. And so that's how it'll be staffed. There'll be a doctor and either some sort of a nurse practitioner or that type professional, and that we'll contract originally. What we figure is that right now for about 20 hours a week, and we haven't quite decided on how those hours will be set up during the week. But hopefully, as more and more employees take advantage of this, and again, it's entirely at the discretion of the employee. The employee can or choose to or not to participate in this. And but from what we've seen in other areas, by the time the plan really gets working and such, we're hoping to get maybe a 60, 70, maybe even an 80 cent participation rate. And if that happens, then the hours will expand. That'll give greater accessibility to our employees. And by the way, the employees will access their appointments online. They're 20-minute appointments. They'll be able to set it up. And so there's soft savings as well. So it just looks to be just a real win-win situation.
Obviously, there are things in doctor-patient relationships that neither side particularly wants to undo. So for the people who are saying, but I like my doctor, they're not required to go. I think you just made that clear. But are you hearing anything from healthcare professionals about, hey, we're going to miss some patients because of you guys?
No, we haven't at all. Quite honestly, it's too new, Jeffries, to really to receive any of that kind of feedback. But I've heard nothing. And let me just use myself for an example. I have a healthcare professional, a doctor who I'm very comfortable with and have been for some time, and it's great. But you know, if one thinks about their typical annual physical, for example, or going in for some sort of pain or something, how long do we actually spend with our doctor? And it's not very long anymore. Now, I'm an old guy, so I remember the days when that was different. But in today's economy, you spend much time with a couple of other professionals, nurse practitioners, RN, et cetera, et cetera. And very little time with a doctor. But your point is very, very true. There are some that will say, I'm just very, very comfortable with my doctor, he or she, whoever that may be, and I really don't want to go to someone new. And we respect that, absolutely. But remember, when that employee makes that choice, then still have the issue with copays. And if you've got a family and you're taking children in, you have a copay and a copay. In this case here, if they choose to use the clinic, they don't have that. And so one will have to weigh out the value of, which way do I want to go? And again, we hope that the employee will choose what's best for them. And we think this clinic will just be another tool that our employee can use to be more healthy.
Let's take a quick call. We have Paul in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Jackson County's new clinic for employees with Jackson County Commissioner Don Skundrick.
Well, I think you answered the key question in terms of mix of nurse practitioners and doctors that you're going to be using. I think that's a nurse practitioner in many of these situations is an incredibly cost-effective method of working. I see this as the wave of the future, and I salute you for doing this. What kind of a projected cost savings over 5 years does the county have on this?
All right. Thanks for that, Paul.
Good question. Right off the bat, and without trying to be too optimistic and such, trying to be as realistic as possible, as we're figuring in that first year, we ought to be just about a break-even situation. And one reason why it might not even be higher at that time, that first year, is the prescription cost. It's going to take us a while to get folks used to more for the generic drugs. But after 3 years is what we're hoping for. We're hoping, and if you use that 5 year, we hope to have about a 3-to-1 savings, percent savings. So, and that translates into, again, depending on how many of our employees choose to use this option. That could translate from anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million a year.
But there certainly will be some measuring going on, and you might decide after a year, 3 years, something that this is or is not a place you want to continue to go.
Correct. Absolutely. We don't even have to wait that long. If it's a train wreck, and again, I don't believe that's the case, or we wouldn't be moving this way. But we can evaluate on an ongoing basis.
Don Skundrick, you mentioned the prescription part. So the county is actually going to be providing its own prescriptions. People won't have to go to a pharmacy if the drug that they need, as prescribed by the clinic, is right there at the clinic.
Yes. But that is for now. If the opiates and such, no. We will not carry any of those on site. I'm not a doctor. I'm trying to think what would be the correct
the opioids, the non-narcotic.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. we will carry those. But we will but if an employee is taking one of the other types of drugs, they can still get their prescription written at the clinic, but they would go to someplace to maybe their favorite pharmacy down the road.
All right. You mentioned the four sets of employees, three unionized, three different sets of unions, and then the non-union. How many total county employees?
We have about 900 employees,
okay.
Jeffrey. But and I'm glad I was going to try to bring this up somewhere, is right now this clinic will be available to the non-represented employees, which is about 250 employees and their families.
Okay.
And hopefully through negotiations and working with our other unions that we can convince them to move over to our plan so they can see the benefits, because they're paying, like I said earlier, they're paying a percentage of their salary to their insurance premium plan, and the whole idea is to drive their costs down, drive our costs down, and give them good health at the same time.
All right, so the clinic planning to open around July 27th or so in the old Safeway building where the county clerk's office is on West Main Street in Medford. Don Skundrick, Jackson County Commissioner, thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
You bet. Thank you very much.